And so we're back with our interview with Tamara. And so, Tamara, what do you do you work? Do you have a job?
Yeah, I do have a job.
What do you do for your job?
I'm a waitress.
You're a waitress. Where do you waitress at?
Johnny Rockets.
Johnny Rockets? The Johnny Rockets here in Hollywood?
It's on Torrance City.
In Torrance?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a far away. Yeah. Torrance.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes from here.
I used to date a girl in Torrance.
Mm.
She was a bitch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I know how to talk to people, right?
No, no, it's okay.
What are you saying? Gemini.
You're a Gemini?
Yeah.
You're Two-Faced?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Are we all?
How about you, Sonia? What are you?
I'm Aries.
Aries and Jeremy, you are?
I'm a Leo.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Yeah, we're both fire signs.
Yeah, I think I'm a fire sign too, actually. I'm a Sagittarius. Yeah, I'm a Sag. Yeah, astrology's stupid. It's all dumb. Don't you agree?
Well, I'm agree with my sign because I am the two.
But that's all coincidental. It's like really not true for everybody.
Maybe it's not, but it works for me.
It works for you. It doesn't work for me.
Oh, okay.
Does she have a boyfriend? No, oh yeah, she doesn't. No?
No.
Why?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, they're scared.
They're scared? Why? You're a very pretty lady.
I don't know.
So you think you intimidate guys? You intimidate guys,
yeah,
right? Do you think it's because you're so pretty?
No, I don't think.
Do you think it's because you're so smart?
No, because they don't. I don't know. They just little kids, like 18.
Little boys. How old are you?
I'm 27.
27.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah, me too.
So what's with LA having just nothing but boys and no men? Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you tell me.
Well, I don't know. I'm a boy. I'm only 24.
No, then. I don't know. There is no men.
I'm not quite a boy, but I'm not yet a man.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the sound of the train, and we'll be getting on. So I'd like to say bye bye to Tamara.
Bye bye.
Thank you. So, man, who are you hiding from?
Excuse me?
Are you working right now?
What do you mean?
So, like, you're incognito. Who are you, like, are you on a job right now?
Are you
trying to find someone?
No.
Are you Jason Bourne?
Yes, I am.
So, what's the lifestyle like, man? Going to far-off places, you know, spying on people?
Yeah, something like that.
So, who do you work for? The CIA, FBI, ATF? NAMBLA?
Yeah, not NAMBLA. I know what that is. I know what that is.
So, yeah, CIA, FBI?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, you can't tell? You got to keep it on the down low? Oh, wait. Are you KGB?
Not KGB.
Guys, we got a KGB spy here on the subway in LA. I don't know what to do about it. Yes. So what's your name? Oh, yeah, that's right. Can't blow your cover. Can't blow your cover. Can't blow your cover. So,
what is this for?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to be on SkidRowStudios.com. It's a radio show.
Is it like comedy or something?
Well, no, just there's tons of topics or whatever. We're just talking to people on the street right now. Hopefully, this will be a new show that I'm going to be hosting. But, yeah, you know.
So, what is it about?
Just general stuff, music, everything. It's on the flyer. So, but tell me, where did you get your training?
I don't know.
Were you in any kind of wars?
Yeah.
Did you serve in Afghanistan or Iraq?
In all of them.
In all of them.
In all of them.
Were you part of SEAL Team 6 that got Osama bin Laden's?
Yes, because I.
How do you feel about serving under a president who is Muslim?
Really, Muslim? I don't know. I don't care.
How do you feel about him not being an American citizen?
Well, he is a citizen, but...
No, that's not true. He was born in Africa, wasn't he?
So you guys like...
He's Muslim. He's a Muslim from Kenya, correct?
You guys are like a Tea Party radio station?
Tea Party? No. We're not Tea Partiers. We're part of the Lemon Party.
So like a conspiracy theory radio station. What the fuck is
that? No, we're just the Lemon Party. We're just, you know, just trying to get people's opinions on the politics and the world, you know. It's a big issue when a person becomes a president when they aren't even legally citizens.
If your radio show is about politics, how about you ask me a real question, not some bullshit about, like, if he's a Muslim and stuff. Let's start with that.
Okay, how about this? How do you feel about how Barack Obama is destroying this country?
Well, I don't.
Turning it into a communist paradise.
Well, I wish he was turning it into a communist paradise. He's more capitalist than any other president. He's more capitalist than George Bush. He's the same.
More than George Bush.
Yeah, I wish he was a socialist.
The greatest president in our country's history.
I guess.
You know.
No. I wouldn't say. I don't think any of them are great presidents. They're all corporate puppets.
Corporate shills.
Yeah, pretty much.
Puppets.
Mm-hmm. Some of that, yeah.
So you're trying to destroy the system from within, right?
Me? Nah, it's irrelevant to me.
You don't. No, it's cool, man. You don't have to blow your cover. We know you're on undercover right now.
You know, scoping out the scene.
So where are you heading?
Downtown LA.
Downtown LA? Exactly where we're heading. Where are you heading towards in downtown?
Wait
a minute. Are you following us?
Yes, that's exactly what
I'm doing. Are you a trace for us?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing.
So what do you think we're up to?
I have no idea.
Well.
Well, this is the first time someone comes out to me in the fucking.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm blowing your cover right on the subway. I mean, it could be very, very traumatizing for
at
you.
At least you're not stabbing me. You're not some homeless guy.
No, but I mean, any minute now that your cover's blown, someone can come and stab you and kill you, right?
Hopefully not.
Some God-fearing terrorist, you know. Just coming to plant the bomb on the subway in L.A., right?
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing.
Trying times we're living.
In L.A., you're more likely to die by a cop than a fucking terrorist, so.
Die from a cop?
Well, you guys are not from L.A. or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm an L.A. native, born and raised.
That's why you can't tell the difference.
That is true. Being a Caucasian helps.
Yes, if you turn a little bit shade of darker, you could kind of see the difference.
Especially if you wear your hoodie, right?
Yes.
Because
you'll get shot, right?
It's just always remember things is to be white, don't wear hoodies.
Well, if you're white and you wear a hoodie, you're all right.
Well,
that has to do more with you being black than the hoodie.
Black. So you think this whole issue with Trayvon was a whole race issue, right?
Well, yeah. If you call someone a coon, then it's pretty clear what the issue is about.
He did call him a coon, didn't he? And this guy, isn't he like Latino and like Jewish or something?
Well, his last name is Zimmerman. So.
That is kind of a Jewish last name, isn't it?
I mean, Latinos are, like, they always point at a white guy, and he's Latino when they do something bad. But all of a sudden, when they're doing something right, he's white, so.
You know, it's funny because I am Latino.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mom's from Guatemala.
Oh, really?
My dad's from Wisconsin, and that explains why I'm white.
Yes. See, as long as you look white, then you're fine.
How about you?
No, I'm Mexican.
Mexican? You from Mexico?
No, my parents are.
Oh, so you're L.A. L.A. native, born and raised?
Mm-hmm.
So you're legit.
I guess.
That's cool. That's cool. But not legit enough for you to wear a hoodie and walk around, right?
Not really my style.
Especially in L.A. when, I mean, cops are going to kill you first, right?
Yeah, well, cops will stop you if you're just a minority, but at least where I live, you'll probably get shot by a gangbanger before a cop, so.
Yeah, that's true. I would totally get shot up by some gang members. I mean, I have to deal with the avenues. Oh, I'll get robbed. Yeah, that's true. I probably would get robbed.
I'll call you a hipster.
Or, yeah, that's true. Or be like, hey, dog, hey, you know where you're at, eh? Eh? Like, I get that all the time, man. I live in a gang territory, you know? I live, like, Highland Park, Cypress Park, Glassell Park area.
Well, I guess that's a gang area. If you go to downtown L.A., like...
Well, you guess. I mean, avenues are only one of the worst gangs in L.A. County.
Now, I mean, not... Because I live by the, like, the Nokia Center. Like, in the 90s, that was bad.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. Where do you live by the Nokia Center?
By the Nokia Center? By Staples Center? Like,
towards, like, the right of it, going down...
West.
Okay, yeah. I work at Club Nokia, actually.
Yeah.
It's right above the Lucky Strike?
No. I don't live there.
But you said Nokia Center. No. Oh, Nokia Center. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking Staples, right?
Seventh is that?
Oh, but I work at Club Nokia. It's right next to it, right next to Staples and such.
Yeah. I'm just where they throw those shows. And
yeah. You ever been there?
No.
Never. Do you like Phantom Music?
Yeah, I do, but it's kind of expensive there.
But you're a government agent. You make lots of money.
Yes, of course I do. I still don't go there. I don't want to blow my cover.
I mean, they keep you in, like, Ray-Ban sunglasses, jackets, you know, inconspicuous incognito gear, right?
I guess.
Well, man, it's been nice talking to you. I'm not going to blow your cover anymore.
That's fine. That's great.
You have a nice night. Can I just ask you one favor?
Yeah.
Say, hi, you're listening to SkidRowStudios.com.
Hi, you're listening to Skid Row Studios?
Let's go.
Would you guys like to be interviewed?
Sure, why not?
So, what's your name, friend?
Rocket.
Rocket, that's a very powerful name you got there.
Yes, sir, I like Rocket, roll it.
So, what are you doing out here?
I'm just living the dream, man, you know, living the L.A. life.
What's the L.A. dream? Cocaine.
No. It was kind of an expression, I guess. I don't know. Just, you know, being I'm a 20-year-old girl, just you know, stepping away from family life, finding myself, becoming my own. You know.
Fucking finding yourself, man. Like everyone's like fantasy to go out by yourself, find yourself.
I mean, live your life. I've traveled a lot of places. I mean, in the past year, I've lived Colorado, Nevada, Utah, Minnesota, San Francisco, and here, and Phoenix.
That's a pretty crazy lifestyle. Like, how do you make money?
I ask people for it. I take what I want.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We were actually just in Hollywood, and some random guy gave us a $100 bill.
Yeah.
Not fucking kidding.
Cash. Was it curb cash?
Huh?
Was it Curb Cash, the show Curb Cash?
No. Curb Cash? What's Curb Cash?
It's a show where they run up to people in Hollywood area and they, you know, they surprise them. It's like the interview, like you guys just surprise
them. Is it like Cash Cab?
Yes, it's just like Cash Cab.
I love Cash Cab.
Awesome, because they run up to random people on the street and like, hey, you're on Curb Cash, you know?
I think it's actually more awesomer because it's in L.A.
Yes.
I think it's more better because it's in L.A. because...
What was the question?
One of the questions was a Fear Factor question. It was, what did they ban from Fear Factor? Was it blood, drinking animal blood, drinking cow semen?
Cows don't produce semen.
Well, drinking semen, whatever, not cow semen.
Bull semen?
But yeah, any type of semen, animal semen.
Just trying to be funny here, man.
Eating eyeballs.
Just trying to come make you a smart ass, you know?
Come, literally. But, yeah, and then there was two other ones. My friend was dumb, and he picked the semen. I'm like, no, they eat balls and penises on there all the time. I'm like, it's blood because it's a religious thing. And, you know, it could be considered sacrilegious and satanic, so that's not allowed. So I knew that one. My friend said another one. We got it wrong.
Well, they actually did drink animal semen right on the show, but they never aired it.
Yeah, that's what they were talking
that's
about.
That's the one they're talking about? Yeah, this will be where you'll be at.
All right, cool.
Rocket. So, right. So where are you going to be? Well, we could still talk if you want to. Just walk and talk.
Hey, so, Rocket, and you're listening to SkidRowStudios.com.
Woo, Skid Row Studios. That's where I live, baby. Six in San Pedro. Yeah. What?
Okay. We're going to be at King Eddie's later if you want to join us. We'll
all right. Cool.
So, what are you going to go do, like, right now?
I think we're going to go check out this this protest thing. Have you guys heard about the protest upstairs?
What protest?
There's
so does it have to do with Trayvon?
Yes, it is the protest going on with Trayvon. I'm sure all of you guys have heard about him, you know, the young 17-year-old boy who was
buying Skittles, drinking iced tea, getting shot by some douchebag.
He's wearing a hoodie and of his
because he's black.
Yeah. Yes, and... our court systems didn't do anything about it. He wasn't charged with anything. He was known as a white supremacist, and nothing happened. And
he is a known white supremacist, but isn't he kind of Jewish and Hispanic?
He is Hispanic, and he is Jewish, but he is a white supremacist. He is known as a white supremacist, which I don't know how that works, but that's what it said on the pamphlet that they were handing out today with all of the information on what the known facts that... you know, were documented in the police records and all.
Yeah, like the whole fact that he was a neighborhood watch person, calls the police, tells them I see some suspicious looking kid around here,
and then
they tell him, pretty much, yeah, thanks for the tip. You did your job. Now, don't go do anything crazy. Don't.
Yeah.
And, of course, he did exactly the opposite of what they told him.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like, there's a movie called Suburbia. It came out in 1984. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is in it. Give it up for Flea. Whoop, whoop.
I've seen it, actually.
Cool. Well, yeah, in that movie, remember in the beginning of the movie where the two Neighborhood Watch guys, you know, that are part of Citizens Against Crime, go out and they start shooting the dogs because the dog eats the attacks a child and kills a small child. So they just start going out and shooting random stray dogs. And, you know, I think it's kind of like that. Like, there's something not right in his head. He's just, I mean, he's not there. I don't think it's just a white supremacy thing.
You think that guy was a little gone, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way that he should be out roaming the streets freely. He should not be a free man. And I have been to jail myself, so I consider freedom a fucking very, excuse my language.
Well, we're on the internet, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. A very valuable thing. But he does not deserve it. He does not deserve to see one more day of light ever again because he took that young kid's light. That kid probably didn't even get to go to a senior prom. I mean,
he didn't get to probably fuck a girl or, like, probably didn't get to experience anything of being an adult.
Like, one time, you know? I mean, he hasn't even gotten to go and get his first drink at a bar yet. What is up with that, you know?
Well, it was good talking to you, Rocket. Hopefully, I'll see you again later tonight. You have a good day. Brianna Wonder, it's nice talking to you. And that's it. Any trouble out here tonight, ma'am?
Oh, I can't talk.
You can't talk? Okay.